Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Overall, like, I don't get, and I was reading some of the stuff on social media from either Jeff fans or media members, I don't get the pushback on how this is a bad thing in any way, shape, or form with the Jets. Like, the narrative of, oh, well, they've had plenty of picks before and they failed. Not this regime. This regime hasn't. So you have to forget everything that happened in the past.
Yeah.
This is what a rebuild is about. This is exactly what you should want. You can doubt Muji or Glenn, but those are the guys in place. They are starting a rebuild. For me, this is the greatest thing ever. You're 0-7 with Quinnen Williams or whatever it may be. 1-7 with Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner. Guess what? You start the rebuild process. Get the picks. Let this regime figure out a way that they want to try to rebuild this Jets team.
I got to be honest. I think the last time I felt this good was when Aaron Rodgers came flying out of the tunnel. And I'm not kidding. Like, I'm ecstatic with what the Jets did. The Jets showed that they've got a plan. The Jets showed that they've now got, you know, a guy in charge who's not afraid to take some big swings. And here's what happened, guys. Now, I know that there are definitely many layers to this, like, well, now you've got to draft the right person. Of course. I mean, that's common sense, guys. Everybody knows that. But aside from that, the Jets now control the 2026 draft. The Jets control the 2027 draft. And if somebody that we're not even thinking about right now that is already in the NFL, that is a really, really good quarterback, shakes loose, either he's unhappy with the setup or the team might not want to give him a second contract extension, the Jets are now in that conversation as well. And oh yeah, by the way, Sal, as they do this and now are able to sit at every single table where there's going to be a high-level personnel decision in the NFL, they've also reset their finances.
100%.
I mean, they did so much right yesterday, and this is not about, well, you know, Sauce stinks or quit. No, they're good players, man. We all know that, but this was a very forward-thinking move. I love it. I am energized, and I think most Jet fans are with me. Yesterday was a big day for the Jets.
Think about the timeline from just the Giants' perspective when they hired Shane and Dable. And I was begging for this exact thing that the Jets did from the Giants, right? Move on from Jones one way or another. Move on from Barkley. Like, expedite the rebuild process now, year one. Rid yourself of these contracts of guys who have been issues here for whatever reason. Clean it up and get your own guys in. And that didn't happen with Shane and Dable for years. This is year four, and it's the first time that they have their own quarterback. Like, that should never happen. With the Jets, they're rebuilding it the right way. Now, obviously, the key is going to be what they do with those picks. Not only finding good players, but how they use them to either move up and select a quarterback or use them in other areas, whatever it may be. That's going to be the whole key to them getting out of this abyss that they've been in for a long time. But this is exactly what you want. When you have been in a rut, the way the Jets have been in the rut with multiple regimes and the off timing, Maccagnan, Bowles, fire Bowles, keep Maccagnan, fire Maccagnan, bring in Gase and fire this guy, bring in Joe Douglas. Like, it was all over the place, never cohesive. And then, oh, we can win with this team. And oh, let's try to draft a quarterback, kick Sam Darnold to the curb and go with Zach Wilson. Oh, no, that's not working. Let's go with Aaron Rodgers. Like, they tried it many different ways and it was all convoluted and screwed up. Now they make the decision, and you could agree or disagree. They hire Muji, first-time GM, coming from Denver, a successful organization. Hire Glenn, first-time head coach, whatever. You could agree, disagree.
Coming from a successful organization.
Right, and also a disciple of Parcells, yeah. Who's a disciple of Peyton. You know, Peyton's a disciple of him. Like, there's a lot of continuity there when you look at the Denver model with Muji being there and then Sean Payton. Obviously, Sean Payton and Aaron Glenn have similarities. I'm not talking about the success as a head coach.
But I got you.
They both are Parcells' disciples.
Sure.
Anyway, you could agree or disagree with that, but now you have them here, year one of rebuild. This has nothing to do with, oh, there's some talent with Quentin Williams or Sauce Gardner. No, you want these new guys to start a rebuild. By the way, they gave it some time. They were 0-7. Like, mm-hmm. If they were 4-3, would they be doing this? Probably not.
Yeah, that's a really good question. We'll never know the answer to. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Now, Muji did say yesterday that the record had nothing to do with it, but I have a hard time thinking if they were 5-2 or 4-3 that they would have blown it up to that level. Either way, this is exactly what you want of a rebuild. Now it's going to be on Muji and Glenn to identify the right players to select and build a solid foundation here and change the culture of what has been a losing franchise for a decade.
And oh yeah, by the way, Muji's already shown, granted it's a small sample, but the ability to identify talent. First round pick, Membu, check. Second round pick, Mason Taylor, check. You want to execute a low-level trade and try to fleece the Titans for Brownlee? That worked out pretty well, check. He found the punter, non-drafted, who's a stud, check. Like, there's at least some evidence. There's some pebbles that are kind of connecting to a path that Muji knows what he's doing. Now, one thing that I wasn't sure about, and I'm still not really sure, but I threw it out yesterday as a possible theory that the signing of Sauce was done with this intention.
Right.
Maybe that's overthinking it, but I will say this about Muji. At least the way the contract was structured,
correct,
enabled him to do this if it didn't work out. Listen, there's a fallacy, and I've tried to dispel this for a year. I mean, going back to the mid-2000s, I remember talking about this with Stephen A. on the radio. Like, there's a thought that New York City and New Jersey and all the sports fans here will not sit through a rebuild. I think that's nonsense. I think that we won't sit through a dumb rebuild without a plan, or a rebuild that's constantly reset or hasty or sloppy. Think Stevie Francis. Think Eddie Curry. Think some of the Isaiah Nick stuff. Even, you know, and I like Rodgers. You do as well. But even that was a Hail Mary last gasp. Let's see if we can get something to hit the dartboard and maybe get lucky. New Yorkers, sports fans, will sit through a well-thought-out rebuild. And to me,
especially in a sport with salary caps.
Yeah, for sure.
Baseball may be a different story.
Yeah,
but yes.
Yeah, where there's got to be a resetting, there's no doubt. And obviously, where draft capital really matters. So
yeah.
I think when you look at this from every conceivable level, the ability for the Jets to really do whatever they want in the next couple of drafts here to really restock the cupboards with big-time, elite, young, cheap, controllable talent. And oh yeah, by the way, now you can make some massive trades for unhappy superstars that are in their prime. Like, you know, they almost made a trade for Parsons with Quinton Williams. This came up earlier with Dallas. We heard this, you know, yesterday and even some smoke before that. So I just think the Jets are set up right now to really have...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like a stable foundation rather than a flimsy, let's try this, let's try that. I can't say it. I will say it again, but I can't say it enough. This is the best I felt since Rodgers ran out of the tunnel. I am genuinely into. Look at me. Just you've sat next to me. Think about the Jet conversations we've had. I am absolutely pumped with what they did.
Because they've been in no man's land for so long. Now it's at least a clear direction of a rebuild. Not to mention the players that they brought back that have potential.
Yeah, true.
Can I tell you another thing that I loved about this? And I was more open to trading Garrett Wilson than you would have been.
Yeah, I wanted to keep him.
Fair enough. But I love that they were decisive about it, saying untouchable.
Not him.
We've identified him as a guy that we want to be a part of this turnaround in our culture and our winning, whatever it may be, building back up, trying to be a winner. I love that. Identify it. Be decisive about it. Even with the draft, you mentioned, like, they're not chasing a quarterback. They're staying disciplined. They're not going out there and trying to chase other talented players, or even in the case of Breece Hall, not just overdoing it, saying, well, we're getting rid of everybody, fire sale, let's take a fourth-round pick back. No, we don't believe that a fourth-round pick is good value for Hall, so guess what? We're keeping him.
Yeah.
Kansas City, you want him? You better come with a three or go home.
That's right.
I like that discipline and decisive nature from Mujee and Aaron.
And so do I. And here's what I think is going to happen with Breece Hall. He's going to get a contract extension, because now as they reset the finances, get Quinnen's numbers off the books, and what they had to pay Sauce, which goes into Mujee having this ability to juggle multiple things at once. Yes, they want to retain Sauce. No, they didn't want to do it where it would paralyze their books early. So now, hey, Colts, you got a really good player if he's locked in, and he very well might help you get to a Super Bowl. And I hope he does. I hope Sauce does well. And I hope Quinnen does well.
Oh, you want the Colts to lose, though, so you get a better
draft. Well, that's true. That's true, too. That's true. That is true.
I'm trying to be too kind.
I told you I'm giddy. I'm losing all sensibility again, Sal. This team getting me nuts. I think that the Jets now are showing signs of coming to life with intelligent people. And that is the, you know, you talk about like the Knicks ascent, and we'll see where it goes. But the Knicks ascent, they didn't change owners. They just hired Leon Rose. And then Dolan stayed out of the way. And then you empower smart people and you stumble upon something good. You lay out. Woody may have finally stumbled upon something good. And here's the other thing, too.
He also deserves some credit, though, as you talked about yesterday, staying out of the way.
You said this.
When you talk about trading stars who are popular with the fans.
Oh, I know. Easy to get wrapped up in that.
Correct. It's easy for an owner to be like, nah, you know what? I respect the move you want to make. I'm keeping Sauce. Figure out a way to trade somebody else.
Yeah, especially a first-year GM who's got no equity here. He laid out, which I really do appreciate. Now, the other thing, too, and we'll get these calls here, obviously, early. 888-808-119, BT and Sal. So the ability now for the Jets to still try to win this year, which I don't mean playoffs here, but the last thing you want to do is trade everybody and then lose every game 40-6 because you're still trying to, while you want to get all the draft stuff and build for the future, you still want to have a competitive tone in the building now for the guys who are there. So if they happen to beat the Browns this week and win 3 or 4 games, and I don't know, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but because they've got all these additional draft picks, it will not preclude them from, if they want to, move up to number 1 if they had to get the quarterback that they might love this year or next year. So you could still try to win now, and then obviously you've got your ducks lined up and you could do some serious damage. The Jets, this sounds crazy. This sounds like a contradiction. The Jets are now power brokers in the most unconventional sense in the NFL.
One last thing before we get to the calls, 888-808-1019. You mentioned the importance of trying to win some games this year and try to build a little bit of a foundation. I think it's imperative that that's the case because now if you look forward to next year, I don't want them to be in the same spot they've been in where they're chasing the quarterback to be the savior. And just getting the quarterback.
You mean the young quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Chasing the young quarterback in the draft to come in and be the savior where there isn't a foundation or structure around them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to trust Mujee and Glenn. We have no choice but to do that in this particular case, whether they love a quarterback in this year's draft or a quarterback-rich 2027 draft, which everybody's saying that might be the case. Whenever they decide to go get that quarterback, whoever it may be, it is imperative you bring him in to a situation that is not what the Jets have done with Darnold, with Zach Wilson, Geno Smith, and others. You have to bring him in to a better structure around him. I think the pieces are in place with the offensive line, but now they also have to rebuild that culture, start winning some games, the draft picks, Garrett Wilson is here. It should be a better situation, but I think it would be significantly helped if they could figure out a way to win some games and then have people start to believe in Aaron Glenn and Mooji and just have a better setup as opposed to, hey, we suck. Let's have the first pick or second pick.
Yeah.
Bring in the quarterback. Cross our fingers. Hope that he could bring us out of the abyss in New York.
And let's try to do it with one single draft pick. Yeah. I mean, so we're sitting here talking about the two first this year and the three next year and the multiple second round picks. That could become more by trading out, and as evidenced by what the Giants did getting Jackson Dart. Like, there's a thought that, and I said it because it's part of the possibility where the Jets now can move up to one or two, whatever they have to do if they have to get the guy to get the guy that they want. But they could also move down and still identify the guy that they want. Like, they really, it guarantees nothing, all right, except that they are in the middle of every conversation, which and a lot of those conversations will be controlled by the Jets based on their newfound draft capital. A great day. You still got to go out there and get the players. I'm pumped that I think most Jet fans are.
Direction from the New York Jets organization. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Scott is calling from East Brunswick. What's up, Scott?
What's happening, fellas?
Scotty.
Guys. BT, I'm with you. They've sucked for 15 years. We suck with you. We could suck without you. And there's finally direction. This goes back to leadership in the building. Don't give any credit to Woody, though, guys. He was just making idiotic comments 2 weeks ago about us. That
no, but Scott, you have...
But Woody, they traded... But BT, listen.
Oh, well, this
we
is
need
Sal.
Move it straight.
Scott,
we need
Scott,
it this
Scott,
direction.
Scott, you yes. have to give the owner some credit in this regard for at the very least... not getting in the way of these big deals.
He allowed it to happen, I agree. Because
well, that's what we're saying.
Let's talk future. Let's talk future. We finally have picks. We finally have a direction. But mm-hmm. what you said is the truth. First, you have to hit on these picks.
True.
Go back to the strategy, what you just said. You're coming. Glenn learned from Parcells. Parcells in 97 came in. They traded that first pick. They picked up extra picks. He went to Detroit. Detroit trades Stafford. What's the first move Campbell makes? Get those extra picks. Just like you said, you have to have a foundation. You can't just have two star players and nothing else on your roster. I think they made the right move. I think it was decisive, like you guys said. Now it's about getting the right pieces because the foundation, you have a blank slate. The money's off, so you have so much financial, you have so much options. But the thing is this, just like you said, let's trust Mooji. I've trusted Glenn since the beginning. He's been there. He's seen how to rise and how to build the team up. Just like you said, though, I think it is important now. Instead of me feeling like, who cares about every game? I'm apathetic. I don't care. Now I want to see, let's win a couple games. Let's get a little good mojo.
Yeah.
Just like the Lions did in year one with Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Build some mojo. You have, make New York, make the Jets a place people want to come to.
There you go, Scott.
People have not wanted to come here because of Woody, but you know what? Let's clear the decks. Start over. It's been 15 years. I've been sick over it since they left Pittsburgh in that January night in 2011.
No.
It's time to go back to even the playoffs, and let's just build from nothing. It's the wreckage. We got nothing. Let's build with
there
nothing
you go.
And make good choices. But don't fail like you failed Sam. Because, guys, you failed Sam.
Yeah,
you
but Scott, Scott, thank you for the call. Good. Listen, great energy. I like your read. I happen to agree with it. I think many people feel that the ray of possibilities and the ray of hope has been, I think, very uplifting for the Jet fan base right now. Now, again, there's a lot of different side conversations here, starting with, well, now you got to actually get the players. I get that. But without a plan, there's just that's where apathy comes in, really. When the losing just seeps in and it's rinse and repeat and recycle coaches, Sal, and GMs and, you know, take a Hail Mary here and try to get this guy in a trade and bring in a 30-year-old receiver in Davante Adams. You know, like not that it didn't get you temporarily excited because you're like, well, maybe this will get it done because we're desperate. But I think that there's enough evidence in the NFL that if you try to do it this way, organically, and you don't reach for the microwave, and you don't reach for the clicks, and you just let smart people do their job, it usually works. Doesn't happen overnight, but it usually works.
This is the right way to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to guarantee anything. What it means is we're going to find out if Mooji's got it, if Glenn's got it. But the timeline is exactly what you want. This was supposed to be a rebuild. Nobody was expecting this team to do any damage this year. Come on, you got to be realistic. And they didn't. They started out awful. Obviously, 0-7, they finally get their first win. So this was the right decision to be made. Now we're going to find out. We're going to be decisive about what Muji and Glenn could do. In the near future, we'll find out year two and year three. This is exactly what you want. And give them some runway here for the next two, three, four seasons. And then by then, we'll be able to determine if they're on the right trajectory, the right path. But I'd rather this and have a guy like Muji have the guts to trade away top talent and say, I want to bring in my guys. We, Muji and Glenn, we want to bring in our guys to change the structure, the foundation, the culture of this team the way that we want it. That's exactly what you want. That's why you hire those guys. Let them do it the way that they want. Will it work out or not? We'll find out. But that's what you could ask for in a rebuild.
That's really the starting point in what you need to hope for in a rebuild. Yeah. And by the way, I think that both of these deals were very different. And I think that it speaks to the adaptability, which is a word that you hear me use pretty often here. Because I think if you're not adaptable, I think you just limit yourself in terms of what you could do. And I'm talking about Muji. So he wasn't out there proactively searching for a trading partner for Sauce Gardner. What he was smart, and he answered the phone. And the Colts were aggressive because the Colts think they could do something big this year. Maybe they can. So Indy offered whatever they offered. Not enough. He played cards. He strung it out. He got what he wanted. He got to a point where he could not turn it down. Bang, you could have Gardner. The Q stuff was completely different in the sense where, and this to me is really, this is a good, good sign. The opposite of what the Jets have been for so long. Quinnen Williams reportedly asked for a trade three different times. I mean, for that not to get leaked out, for a building that has had, you know, gossipers. Remember the amount of texts that I used to get?
Of course,
during the show? I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm not going to identify who it was. I used to get texts. Me and Sal would be in the middle of a conversation. I get texts from somebody in the building telling me what's going on. Now, not every single thing was right, but a lot of it was. Meaning, they just had a lot of loose lips, which means it wasn't buttoned up, okay? The fact that that never got out is great, because if it did, you're not getting a first and a second round pick for Quinnen Williams. If that story hits the news cycle, then the Jets have no leverage. Q demands a trade. Q asked three times to get dealt. Well, then, if that's the case, common sense, how the hell are you going to get a first and a second round pick? You're not. So they are buttoned up. They are quiet. They are on the same page. And this is a big step forward for the Jets. Let's go.
Justin is in Wantage, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, morning, boys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Jess.
Hey, good. So I was just listening to you guys real quick. I don't understand how you can honestly think this team is going to go on and win some games after trading away their key defensive players. Almost saying, can you fill a regular, please? 07461. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all good. No, we're not saying they're going to win a lot of games. We're saying that they're going to try to still win. And then obviously,
they've been trying all year.
I understand.
You know, and my whole thing is,
they've been trying. You're right.
The Jets are the king. Listen, the Jets are the king of the rebuild. Only the Jets will draft 2 to 5 awesome players and somehow can't find any way how to utilize them. We're really good at getting hope. Let's get draft picks. Yeah. Fantastic. What have we done with them in the last 20 years?
But Justin,
absolutely nothing.
But Justin, that's why the guys who made those decisions are no longer here. Now you have new people. That's not Muji and Glenn's fault that the people before them couldn't do it.
I understand that, but we all love Joe D, remember? He had some good hits.
Yeah.
He had some misses, too.
Yep.
But the problem with the Jets is that, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's whatever's in that water down there in Florham Park, we can't develop a QB, right? We all love Aaron Glenn and the possibility of maybe one day we'll beat the Lions. However, they had Jared Goff. We have nothing.
Well, they didn't
have nothing now, Justin. They didn't have Jared Goff right away.
I understand
they
that. But yes, I get that. But the hope of a draft pick, nothing in our track record has ever shown that we can do it.
Justin.
The only time we have drafted QBs, they leave an organization and they get better.
We understand this, Justin.
Sam Darnold, Geno Wilson.
No, we know Geno Smith. We know
the
names.
On and on. We're on a treadmill.
I get it. But listen, and by the way, Justin, I understand that mindset. Now, that's not my mindset, because one thing that I don't do, and I really will never do this, is attach somebody else's failure and say that new people will suffer the same fate. To me, that's the height of stupidity. I'm not calling you stupid, Justin, but I just think that that's an illogical, flawed mindset. Just because somebody else was not good at their job doesn't mean that the new person can't be.
Has nothing
what are you talking about?
Has nothing to do with this regime.
But that's, yeah, that's, and that's what he's saying. Because the Jets always stumbled upon themselves and they always fail.
What's the alternative? And by the way, I can give you, like, you could say, yeah, you like Joe Douglas. Did you like the way that it was structured where they had McCagnon hang on? What was the exact time when they fired Bowles, kept McCagnon, had him draft?
Yes, and then got rid of him right away.
Yeah, like,
if they let him draft, then they fired him.
Like, think of how immediately. Stupid, think of how stupid that is. They hire Gase, then they bring in the general manager. Like, the whole thing has been convoluted for multiple regimes. This is not. You don't have to like it, but it's at least being done. This is the right way to try and rebuild. Hire a general manager, hire a head coach. Have them try to rebuild it with their own guys. The same year, year one, that's what they're doing. Will it work out? Who the hell knows? But I'll tell you this, I like this structure set up better for success than I did any of the prior structures. McCagnon, you could tell right out of the gate he was overmatched.
Mm-hmm. Idzik was worse.
Idzik was almighty, an embarrassment.
Wow.
And think about that timeline. Like, you could go back to Tannenbaum and Mangini was really the last time you felt good maybe about a tandem. Mm-hmm. And that led to
Tannenbaum and Rex, too. But you go back to the start of it.
Yes. Tannenbaum, Mangini, that led to success.
Yeah.
They decided to fire the head coach, keep the GM, they hired Rex. They still had success. So, like, that structure, then they started to get away from it. Idzik was, like, come on, dude. That was just a bad hire. That led to the McCagnon stuff. Like, we know about the timeline. I'm not saying that Muji's definitively the guy. We have no idea. But this is how, if you're going to rebuild, this is how you do it. Now, they better set the foundation to whoever they bring in to succeed in this new foundation with all those draft picks that they have.
It's all about sustained success. You talk about this with the Mets. This is like you want to have a chance to sit down and watch your team, whatever sport we're talking about, where they're having, you know, they're in the mix to be championship viable, you know, for a couple of years in a row. Now, depending upon the sport, obviously some windows are longer than others, but this guarantees nothing except that it opens up the possibility of building it from the, you know, in the inside out the right way. No quick fix, no Hail Mary, no 40-year-old quarterback whose Hall of Fame resume was for somebody else. I love it. I really, really love what the Jets did. I'm pumped, dude.
Sports Talk on WFAN, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to the Giants as well this hour. Giants didn't do anything. The complete opposite of the Jets yesterday, the trade deadline. Why that was a good thing for the Giants. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.